President Obama is proposing an overhaul of the U.S. education system that includes extra pay for good teachers, longer school days and years for students, and higher standards in schools across the country. The president took his case for education reform to a group of Hispanic business leaders who greeted him with the Spanish version of his campaign slogan, Yes, We Can. Mr. Obama made his first major speech on education before the U.S. Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. New government statistics show that one-fifth of U.S. primary school students are of Latin American origin. The president says it's unacceptable that American students post mediocre results on international rankings, despite having one of the world's best financed school systems.
Despite resources that are unmatched anywhere in the world, we've let our grades slip. Our schools crumble. Our teacher quality falls short, and other nations outpace us.
The president says his reform agenda would improve education at all levels, from preschool programs to universities. While some critics say Mr. Obama should focus exclusively on the nation's economic crisis, he says the economy cannot be revived without better schools.
Our curriculum for eighth graders is 2 full years behind top-performing countries. That's a prescription for economic decline, and I refuse to accept that America's children cannot rise to this challenge. They can and they must, and they will meet higher standards in our time.
Mr. Obama said he wants to reduce the number of students who do not finish high school. U.S. Education Department statistics show that 22% of Hispanic students drop out of school, far more than any other major U.S. ethnic group.
To any student who's watching, I say this, don't even think about dropping out of school. Don't even think about it. As I said a couple of weeks ago, dropping out is quitting on yourself, it's quitting on your country, and it's not an option, not anymore.
Mr. Obama did not propose any new spending for education, but his $787 billion economic recovery package includes grants to local school districts and money for modernizing schools. Kent Klein, VOA News, the White House.